Hello, my name is Andrew Kaunitz, professor and associate chair in the OBGYN department, University of Florida, College of Medicine in Jacksonville. Today I'd like to discuss recent FDA action regarding bisphosphonates, a class of medications used long-term by more than 1 in 10 U.S. postmenopausal women. When alendronate became available in 1995, this represented a major advance in preventing osteoporotic fractures. Over time, however, we have become more knowledgeable regarding osteonecrosis of the jaw, as well as atypical subtrochanteric fractures, both of which represent rare complications of long-term bisphosphonate use. Although the FDA is not expected to issue revised class labeling for bisphosphonates until November, now is a good time to review screening for and treatment of osteoporosis. I would encourage interested clinicians to review recently published guidelines from the North American Menopause Society, or NAMS, and also a useful article authored by Dr. Nelson Watts on bisphosphonate use. Both of these are referenced in the print version of this video. Although prescription treatment is certainly indicated when bone density assessment reveals osteoporosis, clinicians and women have been less certain regarding the appropriate response when DEXA reveals osteopenia. I have two recommendations here. First, I would encourage clinicians to follow NAMS guidelines, screening women younger than age 65 only when additional risk factors are present. Second, when screening reveals osteopenia, medications to prevent fractures should be prescribed only when FRAX assessment indicates the 10-year overall major fracture risk reaches or exceeds 20%, or the 10-year hip fracture risk reaches or exceeds 3%. Finally, we have learned that drug holidays are appropriate for menopausal women using bisphosphonates. For women at the highest risk for fracture, 1 decade of bisphosphonate use, followed by a 1 or 2 year drug holiday, is appropriate. For women at lower fracture risk, a drug holiday should be considered after 5 years of bisphosphonate treatment. More details regarding bisphosphonates and drug holidays can be found in the article I have referenced from Dr. Nelson Watts. Thank you. I'm Andrew Kaunitz.